In a world where vampire squirrels are really S&M demigods with a grudge, and time traveling is a great way to find an old-fashioned love affair, you must know that it's fiction, and it's easy to see when you're watching those trailers. This is our third show for Book Trailer Reviews, and we're off and running and talking video, bookmarking, and marketing, and of course, giving you our review of some great and maybe, you know, not so great videos. I want to start off by letting you know that, you know, if you've created a book video you'd like to just talk about book videos that you love, you are more than welcome to call into the show. And the number here is 646-200-4071. Of course, if you're coming in late but would still like to have that conversation, you can always go to readersentertainment.com, where you'll find our blog. We're going to put this podcast up, put the blog up, and we'll take a look and see if anybody comments. You're always welcome to comment by adding the link to your book video. If you'd like to just have us take a look at it, we're happy to do so. And, of course, we invite you to call into the show, talk about your book video. We also have a live chat session open, so for those of you who are a little shy about talking on the radio, feel free to come over and get in here to the chat room and post a link, and we'll take a look at the video and talk to you. Or you can just talk to us there. I have no problem having a one-sided conversation where people only hear me, because then I can say anything that I want to. So, you know, that's, I guess, something to keep in mind. Now, if you'd like to, talk about your video, please do that. This is a video about book trailers. It's not about your book, so we're not really here to talk about your book itself, but about the video. Of course, if you're clever, you can promote your book while you also talk about the video. So, we always give a tip or a trick at the beginning of these shows, and today is no different. The tip of the day today has to do with having a call to action in your book trailer. Now, a call to action is the message you put in the video that asks your viewers to do something. Yes, you want to script your video so people know what the book is about, but then what? You know, think about how people, or what you want people to do, you know, how you want them to interact, where you want them to go, and how you might want to measure that. So usually a call to action happens at the end of the video. You show the book, say that it's available or about to be available, and then you put your URL, your website, but then what? See, there's really more that your book video can be doing for you, other than being kind of a commercial or piece of entertainment that hopefully will promote your book. You can actually go that extra step and ask people to do something. You can add your social media profiles and ask people to come talk with you there, join you, like you, follow you, pin you, whatever. You might ask people to read your blog and comment if you have a blog, or invite them to, you know, review your book on Amazon or Goodreads or wherever once they've read it. If there's something that you need, whatever it is you need, you have to politely ask for it. You know, if you don't ask, if you don't have that call to action, kind of the default call to action is that you want them to go to your website, because you're going to put your URL up there and check out your book. And that may be perfectly fine if that's really what you want them to do. But there's so much more that you could be doing. You know, people ask me all the time, well, you know, can I put my Facebook URL up there? Absolutely you can. Can you use the Facebook logo? Yeah, in this instance you can. You can put that up there, and then underneath it you can put, you know, where people can connect to you. You know, if you're going to go somewhere, if you're going to be in an event, if you're a speaker, let's say you're doing nonfiction, and you make some money off of speaking engagements, or you just want to be, you know, a speaker somewhere, then that could be your call to action. You can say, you know, that you're available for speaking presentations. Whatever it is, you want to really make sure that that you make that trailer work hard for the money, okay? So think about what you want to get out of the trailer beyond just the book. And it's okay if all you want is for people to see the book and come to your website. That's perfectly fine. But really think about a call to action. Is there anything else you'd like people to do? Do you want them to go like you on Facebook? Do you want them to follow a particular hashtag, have a conversation with you on Twitter? You need to let them know, because if you don't ask, well, you don't get. So, you know, make sure that if there's more that you'd like, that you put that on your trailer. Now, I'm going to move on to some reviews, and I'm actually going to also do something a little different this time. I'm going to go over to YouTube and do a little search there and just see what comes up. I thought I'd try something live. Nobody calls in. If nobody's going to come and chat with me about their video, I may go seek some out. But in the meantime, I thought, let's go ahead and do some reviews. So let's start with, you can find these on YouTube, by the way. That's where I'm going to get them. YouTube is not always the best place for book video, just so that I put that out in the universe. But, you know, it's a great search engine. You got to be there, and people do, you know, do go there and look stuff up. So that's where I'm going to find videos. Now, this one that we're going to review, this one's a children's book called Hide and Shriek, A Monsterific Tale by best-selling children's author David Lubar. He does they're weenie books. They're hilarious, and you've got to go check them out, David Lubar. The script is very cute and original, and the visuals match it quite well. In one shot of the cartoon characters that are moving around in there, the character frowns, and the text that moves along her brow frowns with her. It's a brilliant way to utilize text and pictures. And, you know, if all you're doing is fading in and out with your text and you're not doing a whole lot more with it, take a look at this video and look at all the potential there is for you to take that text and make that a moving part of the video, and look how it complements the visuals and draws your attention to, and it just kind of makes you smile. So, yeah, your text can do tricks. It really can. And, you know, you don't want to do so much that you can't read it, but take a look at this video, Hide and Shriek, A Monsterific Tale, youtube.com/booktrailers, and you'll get an idea of a really great way to utilize text in your book trailer. I'll tell you a little bit about the story, because I think that's only fair. The story description says there is something strange going on at Washington Irving Elementary School. People are turning into monsters, literally. Ms. Cleavis is one of the most popular teachers at Washington Irving, until the morning she accidentally puts the wrong ingredients into her breakfast smoothie. Suddenly, she finds herself switching back and forth between being the mean substitute teacher, Ms. Hyde, and a sweet sixth grader named Jackie. So, yeah, it's a Jekyll and Hyde kind of thing. It's very clever, very cute, and again, it's Hide and Shriek, A Monsterific Tale by David Lubar. It's very, very cute, very professionally done. Now, the next one we're going to take a look at is called A Seal at Heart by Anne Elizabeth. It's very basic, but you definitely get the idea of what the story is about. And there's a bonus, ladies. There's a totally hunky guy toward the end of the video, which was shot as a live production shoot. So, you know, check out A Seal at Heart by Anne Elizabeth. This gives you an idea. I mean, this really is a very basic, low-cost video, and there might not be a lot of, you know, tricks going on with the text, but you got some eye candy. You've got a clear message. This author wanted people to come to her website. That's what we're sending people. And like I said, this is, you know, you can compare this. You have the more high end with Hide and Shriek, where you have illustrations and you have a lot of movement, and then you have A Seal at Heart, which is a little more basic but still just as effective. Now, the story description about the book says, being a SEAL means everything to John Roker, so when a head injury coupled with amnesia takes him out of action, he has to find a way to heal his wounds and recover his lost memories. Enlisting the help of a beautiful physical therapist, Lori Smith, he heals his body and discovers that his unlocked memories hold a dangerous secret. And since the author is married to a real-life Navy SEAL, you gotta know this hits the spot for military romance. So if you like that kind of thing, this is the book to check out, and check out the video. Please be sure when you check them out that you subscribe. It's youtube.com/booktrailers. That way you don't miss any of the new book trailers. We have a lot coming in. And, you know, and hit that like button, leave us a comment, share it. We'd love for you to share it. Let's see, one of my favorites this week is YA, which is young adult, called The Wrap-Up List by author Stephen Arntzen, A-R-N-T-S-O-N. Looks like it's spelled wrong, I swear it's not. The video utilizes footage, stills, effects, and some original assets created just for the video itself, like the list. So there is an actual wrap-up list. The video has performed extremely well on Facebook and Twitter especially, with YouTube coming in with over 100 views so far there in about a week. And, you know, once this gets going, we expect we'll see more there, but totally hot on Facebook and Twitter. A lot of people talking about it. And, you know, it comes back to the story is fantastic, and that's what gets people to talk and encourages them to check out the video. And the story description says, in this modern-day suburban town, 1% of all fatalities come about in the most peculiar way. Deaths. 8-foot-tall, silver-gray creatures send a letter, dear so-and-so, your days are numbered, to whomever is chosen for a departure, telling them to wrap up their lives and do the things they've always wanted to do before they have to, well, depart. When 16-year-old Gabriella receives her notice, she is, of course, devastated. Will she kiss her crush, Sylvester, before it's too late? I think this is very clever. I've never heard of a storyline like this. You know, death comes calling, but not before he sends you a note first. So, so you know he's coming. It's very interesting, a very good book. Great YA, like I said, it's unusual. You don't hear this kind of storyline, and definitely something to check out. I do want to say, because we've only got a couple of minutes left, and so I don't have a lot more that I can fit in. I was hoping to do something live. Maybe we'll fit that in this last minute. But I want to say I'm also a big fan of Scholastic videos, and believe it or not, David C. Cook, the Christian publisher, has some pretty amazing videos as well. Now, if you go on YouTube, you can find Scholastic's channel at youtube.com, The Scholastic Channel, and there's a lot there that I love. So, you know, be sure to check out, like, Captain Underpants and the Revolting Revenge of the Radioactive Roboboxers. That's a mouthful to say, let me tell you. Very fun video with moving illustrations. Oh, and the author, who is Dav Pilkey, also did a PSA, which is a public service announcement, about jealous cats and reading that you have got to see. So Scholastic, and then check out David C. Cook. Their stuff is really amazing. Let's see. I'm being told that I have 60 seconds. I thought it might be interesting to go to YouTube and just put book trailer in and see what comes up. And, of course, the very top, you're going to see the stuff that where people are paying for that. You can pay for that placement. And then I'm seeing Sense and Sensibility and Sea Monsters. There's a lot of really great book trailers in these top few. And there's Shatter Me by Harper Teen, so that's a place to go check out. RH Pub Group, that's got to be Random House, so there's a place to go check out. Penguin Young Reader. So there's a lot of places on there. Make sure you also check out youtube.com book trailers and you know, stop by Reader's Entertainment tomorrow to catch the blog that will accompany this podcast, and check out the book trailer community on Ning as well. This is Sheila English saying, seen any good books lately?